This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden will address the nation Thursday night on the Israel-Hamas violence and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The announcement was made after President Biden returned to Washington from a brief trip to Tel Aviv to demonstrate Washington's support of Israel after the October 7th Hamas attack on the country that killed 1,400 people. Biden praised relatives of victims and thanked Israeli first responders during his brief visit Wednesday. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
Every one of you talked about what you have to do. Every one of you talked to you about having to reach out. Talked about whether or not they're a Jew or a Muslim. Reach out.
The president traveled to Israel with an urgent mission to keep the Israel-Hamas war from spiraling into a broader regional conflict. But his diplomatic mission became more difficult as outrage swept through the Middle East over an explosion that killed hundreds in a Gaza Strip hospital. Biden was originally scheduled to visit Jordan as well, but his meetings with Arab leaders were called off as he was leaving Washington. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
President Biden said he had candid discussions with Israeli leaders as they conduct military strikes that have taken more than 3,000 lives in Gaza in response to the October 7th attack. He told reporters aboard Air Force One that while Israel has been badly victimized, the country has an opportunity to relieve the suffering of innocent civilians in Gaza who have nowhere to go. President Biden said Egypt has agreed to open its Rafah border with Gaza to initially allow 20 trucks of aid to be received and managed by UN groups. He warned that if Hamas blocks or confiscates the aid, it's going to end. Biden said the trucks would likely cross on Friday after badly damaged roads near the crossing have been repaired. A dozen more trucks are waiting to follow if the first tranche goes smoothly. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke Wednesday in Beijing at a summit focused on China's Belt and Road Initiative, calling for a cessation of violence in the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
Guterres called for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire.
Too many lives and the fate of the entire region hang on the balance.
Hamas militants blamed Israel for the explosion at Gaza City's Ali Arab Hospital that killed hundreds, calling it, quote, a crime of genocide, end quote. IDF spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari told reporters on Wednesday that there was no structural damage to buildings nor a crater that would be consistent with an Israeli airstrike. He also accused Hamas of inflating the number of casualties. Steve Miller, VOA News.
President Biden's administration on Wednesday broadly eased sanctions on Venezuela's oil and gas sector in response to an election deal reached between the Venezuelan government and the country's opposition. The Treasury Department said in a statement Wednesday it will issue licenses authorizing transactions involving Venezuela's oil and gas sector and gold sector, as well as removing the ban on secondary trading. The department said it is prepared to amend or revoke the authorizations at any time if Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro fails to follow through on his commitment in the deal with the opposition. U.S. Representative Jim Jordan is vowing to keep trying, even though his path to become Speaker of the House of Representatives is almost certainly closed. AP correspondent, Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
This time, Jordan lost even more GOP support, with 22 Republicans voting for someone else. Former Speaker Kevin McCarthy says Jordan can turn it around. It took McCarthy 15 rounds to win, but New York's Mike Lawler, who has voted twice for someone other than Jordan, says more ballots won't matter.
I don't see the outcome changing.
Which leaves the GOP with a big question as the House remains immobilized.
How do we get that to work?
Lawler's among a bipartisan group pushing an extraordinary step to give interim Speaker Patrick McHenry more power. Sagar Magani, Washington.
South African officials are hoping the gradual recovery of one of the country's biggest coal-fired power stations will reduce its crippling power blackouts. At least two units at the power station have been restored in the last 3 weeks, adding 1,600 megawatts to the national grid and reducing the rolling power blackouts, which can last up to 12 hours per day. The units have been out of service since they broke down in October last year, contributing significantly to the blackouts known in South Africa as load shedding. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.